track six, and now we're back to news stories. Passionate plea for routine prostate cancer screening. A simple blood test that can detect cancer should be routine. A retired police officer from Teignbridge who is living with terminal prostate cancer is calling for more widespread screening for men. Former Sergeant Jim Lewis Clark, 57, says a cheap and simple PSA blood test can detect the disease, and he believes screening should be routine, as it is for women's cancers. He was 47 when he first contacted his GP about the possibility of a cancer check when his brother Jeremy was diagnosed with the disease. Testing on the NHS is usually only carried out on men over 50, but only upon request. While Jim had no symptoms at the time, he was aware that there is an increased risk if a close relative has the disease. He was told he was too young at 47. But had he been tested at the time, the cancer would have been detected much earlier. Jim said, "Prevention is better than cure, but I don't think the awareness is really there. You don't always have symptoms to have the disease. People's lives are being cut short by not being tested. That is the reality. We could do so much better." Jim's account of his illness comes as King Charles has revealed he is being treated for cancer, which was discovered when he underwent a procedure for an enlarged prostate. Jim and his wife Michelle, also a former police officer who was clerk at King's Taunton Town Hall, are now coming to terms with his condition, and he has been writing a blog about his experiences. He explained that the PSA test, prostate-specific antigen, is very cheap. For the sake of such a cheap test, if it is caught clearly early enough, it can be treated. By diagnosing early, this can prevent spread outside the prostate and the formation of tumours. His brother, a journalist with The Spectator magazine, who died last year, had been diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2013. 3 years after his brother's diagnosis, Michelle noticed Jim having to get up several times during the night while they were on holiday. On their return, he went back to his GP, who did a test, and said everything seemed normal. But Jim believes the doctor did not seem to know how to carry out the examination correctly. It was then the PSA blood test was carried out. While normal levels should read under 1, Jim's was 118. It was clear something was wrong. He said, "I looked it up online and saw it was bad news. I went to see a urologist at Torbay Hospital who said the tests were grossly abnormal. It was confirmed Jim had high-grade metastatic prostate disease." Jim said, "Had a blood test been done 3 years ago, it would have shown up. It has now spread to my hips, ribs and spine. The irony is I'm still pretty well. I can walk 25 miles and play golf. What I would like people to know is that it is not necessary to have symptoms to have this disease. I do not want this to happen to anyone else."
Charity benefits from Royal Oak support. Landlords at an Exminster pub have been raising money to support a local charity. Mel Bowden and Scott Reddin, who run the Royal Oak pub, have been steadily organising fundraising events in support of West Bank Community Health and Care. Their total has now reached £2,525, thanks to support from the community. Staff at the pub partner with West Bank through 2023 and in December 2022 and 2023. Scott and Mel hosted three-course festive lunches to the value of £1,100 for 50 of the charity's clients. They also organised fundraising activities, including a raffle, a donation bucket, and the sale of star decorations on the pub's Christmas tree, bringing in £325 to enable the charity to help more people lead happier, healthier lives and maintain their independence for longer. Mel, who worked in mental health before taking on the pub, wanted to support a charity that helps the local community. She said, "Providing a free lunch and welcoming local people into our pub is a way for us to give back to the community and those who most need extra support. A pub is a vital part of a community. We have many customers who live alone and come in regularly just for the company. Many find walking into a pub alone a daunting experience, but hosting our annual loneliness lunch, we hope to encourage people to return, knowing that we are a friendly bunch and we are always here for a chat and to lend a friendly ear. Katie Elliott, Westbank's Head of Fundraising and Marketing, said, "We would like to thank the whole team at the Royal Oak for supporting us throughout 2023, culminating in a wonderful festive meal at the pub just before Christmas. They pulled out all the stops to lay on a delicious meal with all the trimmings for our local clients, many of whom live alone and find it difficult to get out and about on their own. Their support has been terrific."
World War II ANZIO campaign veteran dies at the age of 100. A Royal Marine commander who survived bloody Second World War battles in Italy has died at the age of 100. Fred Ames celebrated his 100th birthday in July last year, saying at the time, "I'm a survivor." During World War II, Fred and his comrades were surrounded on three sides by lethal German panzer divisions as the Allies invaded Italy at Anzio and moved up the Italian coast after months of fierce fighting. He was a beach commando carrying out dangerous landings ahead of the main forces and later saw action in the south of France after D-Day. He modestly said of his war service, "It was no different to anyone else. Nothing too exciting. We boarded small motorboats for a night crossing in Palermo in Sicily, where we joined forces with the American Fifth Army. We then moved on to the mainland Italy, where I fired my first shots in anger, or more likely, fear, in the Battle of Anzio. The Germans soon brought in panzers and other crack troops, which made life more difficult. During the Battle of Anzio, 7,000 Allies were killed and 36,000 wounded or missing, with 5,000 Germans killed and 30,500 wounded. Fred, who joined the Royal Marines as an 18-year-old in 1942, was in Naples Bay to see Vesuvius last erupt in March 1944, as the top of the volcano blew off huge clouds of ash thrown several miles into the sky. He became a military policeman based at Yettington in Devon, calling it forced labour, before DMOB and becoming a bus conductor and driver and hospital porter. The father of two, grandfather of four and great-grandfather of three, met his late wife Marion in a Forces Club canteen in Exeter, 1947. Fred, who had moved to a care home, said as he celebrated his milestone birthday, "I'm feeling well, I'm fine and in no pain, I'm a survivor." His son Richard said his father died in the Exeter care home where he lived last week. He said Dad had a very peaceful and short passing. "We will be having a funeral at Ede Church where we shall also use it as a memorial for Mum as she died during COVID and could not have the life celebration she deserved." An Ede villager said, "Fred was the nicest man ever. He was always smiling and chipper. He was an absolute hero and will be sadly missed." And the article surrounded by some lovely photos of Fred, one on his 100th birthday and one as an 18-year-old Royal Marine, and another with his wife, Marion.